Hi, this is Fareed. Good morning and welcome to my first ever podcast. So we're going to be going into the world of graphic novels and exploring a brief history, but also what's happening right now. The very first graphic novel we're going to talk about is called The Inkall. And this has been written by Mr. Jodorowsky. Now, for those of you that don't follow Jodorowsky, I mean, I think it's a great place to start, but there is this burden of an extremely lengthy, I'm just looking at the pages now, and it's 311 pages of graphic dintillation. It's an incredible write-up. It's an incredible piece of art. And most that have read it often say that a lot of the sci-fi and a lot of the inspiration that came after is just in some way, shape, or form borrowing from this incredible piece of work. I think it's well worth starting with Jodorowsky himself before we dive into the graphic novel. Now, his full name was Alejandro Jodorowsky Prulansky. If you can pronounce that, then you've achieved a great feat to begin with. It's Spanish in origin, born in 1929. He was a Chilean French filmmaker, but he was also an artist, an author, a philosopher, really a man of many talents. And I think what is exceptional about him is that his spirituality and his imagination is captured so well across so many different mediums. So let's look deeper into, you know, who Alejandro really was and why he wrote The Inkall to begin with. Born in Tocopilla, I think the story of Jodorowsky is an interesting one because it takes him all the way from his humble roots in Chile up to Mexico City and then beyond into Paris and to the rest of the world. But as he made that journey from poet to film director, releasing his first ever movie back in 1970, the interesting thing to note is along that journey, he had many different inspirations. Many different schools of thought that he subscribed to, from psychedelics to the pursuit of Zen theory. Jodorowsky was influenced by a number of people, and one of the notable people amongst that is a Buddhist monk who had studied at Horuji and Shifuki monasteries in Japan. So you can see this incredible melding of cultures and locations that also does come across in his writing and in his very global melded world that he creates in The Inkall, which again, we will get into shortly, but I really think it's important that you understand where all this came from. So if I fast forward, one of the most important things that I guess he is known for, or perhaps not known for, is that he was actually the director that was asked to direct the classic story of Dune. You will all remember the 1965 science fiction novel written by Frank Herbert. And at the time in the 1970s, in the mid-1970s, there was a French consortium that was being led by Jean-Paul Gibbon. And he was asked at the time to direct it. And what is even more fantastic is the connection between that and the surrealist artist Salvador Dali. So truly, Jodorowsky lived in the time of greats. So I'll leave you hanging, but if you know the connection between Jodorowsky and Salvador Dali, you just earned another point on this podcast. We'll get into that, Pink Floyd and the Beatles, and how all of those played a role in who became Jodorowsky shortly after. Now, I'm not going to try and spoil the story of Dune for you, but needless to say, I think what's interesting is that Jodorowsky wanted to try and direct probably what was going to be the most ambitious sci-fi movie to date at the time. I mean, this predates Star Wars. So I think you need to try and understand the scope and the ambition that Jodorowsky had back then. And what was interesting was that, again, I have to go back into the story of Dune, but he had already cast Dali as the emperor in that movie that he was to direct. And believe it or not, he had also cast Jagger. So what's very interesting is that he obviously had interaction with all of these greats, and I'm sure that that must have had an incredible influence on what was to come. And you can clearly see the greats that lived around him must have influenced him, and he in turn influenced them also. So I think it's worth going back to Inkal again at this point and just saying that if you've been exposed to something like Dune, then clearly taking a leap into a graphic novel like the Inkal isn't that much of a stretch. And so I'd highly recommend that you go out and grab a copy of this and sink your teeth into probably what is going to be the next few hours, or depending on how fast you'd like to read, or savor a couple of days of a lot of fun and truly a very trippy psychedelic journey into the graphic novel medium. So as a man with a portfolio career, it's not surprising at all for us to find out that Jodorowsky actually started his comic book career way back in the mid-1960s. And what's interesting is that he wasn't just a comic book writer, but he was also a very talented artist. And I guess that could be evidenced in the fact that he actually wrote and drew his own comic book strip for a Mexican newspaper, El Heraldo de Mexico, which is awesome, because I think there's a lot of people that could be great writers, and I say this with the most respect because I absolutely love Neil Gaiman, but he is not an artist, but he's a phenomenal writer. So here you actually have a two-in-one rolled-up talent. And so if we follow his journey, I think what's really interesting is that he goes from the Annibal series, which was his very first creation way back in Mexico, and moving all the way to collaborating with this incredible artist who really, I think, captured the true creativity of Jodorowsky and presented it to the rest of the world in the form of the graphic novel. And that would be the Parisian Jean Giraud. Otherwise known through the pseudonym Moebius, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. I always get these things wrong. But what's interesting is that this graphic novel, or bande dessinée, as is often referred to in France, or that is really a Belgian Franco tradition. In fact, if you go to Belgium today, I think what you'll see is there's a great deal of reverence to that medium, from a museum to looking at the vast number of shelves actually dedicated to the format over at any bookstore. Nonetheless, let's come back to what happened here with Jodorowsky. And of course, he's got a body of work that is worth exploring, which starts with the Inkal, which is really a trilogy. And you've got Before the Inkal, then you've got Inkal, and then you've got Final Inkal. And I think that's really worth getting your teeth into. And if you can grab yourself a comic version of that published by Humanoids, I think you'll be in for a fantastic weekend of reading. And of course, a really trippy lane down perhaps what might invoke memories of some movies such as The Fifth Element, Star Wars, melded together with the Harrison Ford classic Blade Runner. So there's a lot, I think, of material in the graphic novel that makes you ponder and think about how much of what came after was really inspired by it. And I'll stop on that, and we'll go into what happened between Jodorowsky, Moebius, and The Fifth Element in the next segment. So as I leave you to start exploring the graphic novel itself, I want to mention one very specific thing, which is that this is not a comic book or a graphic novel series for children. It has some adult content, and so handle with care.